This is TwinFluence Talks. We're identical twins, business partners, best friends, and moms. This podcast will bring you deeper into our motherhood journeys, give you a behind-the-scenes look on what it's like running our business together, and provide spiritual practices and life lessons that we strongly believe in. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Liana.
And I'm Jackie. And this is TwinFluence Talks. Welcome back to TwinFluence Talks. We are very excited to be here today recapping our Florida trip for you guys. That was quite the trip. Am I right or am I right?
It was definitely quite the trip. I had such a good time. I just wanted to tell you, I was talking about it with Capri last night and she was just like, sometimes once in a while, she'll be like Florida or the beach. And I was just like thinking about it. And obviously it was stressful because we didn't have our husbands there. Like Jackie and I went just the two of us with the kids. Our parents were there briefly.
I'm 6 months pregnant.
Right. And our parents were there. I feel like, cause we didn't really like, I mean, they were on our stories like a little bit, but they were there, but my mom had somebody staying with her and my dad came later in the week for like 2 days. Like really, it was just Jackie and I pretty much on our own.
Yeah. It was not like the same situation Christmas time when they were like always around, super hands on. Like, you know, we knew before we left that going down to Florida meant it was really going to be the two of us this time, that, you know, our parents had their own things going on. They helped when they could, but it was really just Liana and I without the guys. And my, oh my, was it intense.
Yeah, but it was so much fun. Also,
so much fun. Such a good time. But like, I honestly learned a lot about Capri while I was there, learned a lot about like managing two kids. And it made me think a lot about us as kids too. And the two of us and how we used to like interact with each other.
I feel the same about Carter. I feel like I was always like close with him and like knew him well, but I feel like this trip, like I really learned like their different needs and like even seeing like the differences between like, not that we really like to compare too much, but all kids really are different no matter if they come from twins or not. And I feel like they're like so different, but they like complement each other. Like it was really nice.
Yeah. So let's start from when we met up in the airport. Liana and I flew each alone with the kids. Liana, you brought your car seat. We got to Florida, got the car seats in the car, and my mom happened to already have
one. That was stressful in itself too. Like, so we had a car seat already in Florida that my parents had in their car because they had a car, I guess like dad had a car sent down there or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there was already a car seat in that car. But so I had to bring a second car seat. Obviously it was a bit annoying, but once you get to the airport and you get your stuff in, like once the bags go in and all that stuff, I feel like then it's fine. But just like getting there with Capri and like having to like deal with the bags and all that stuff, like Brandon helped me, thank God. On the way back, I didn't have help, so it was a little bit harder.
I like purposely like shoved my belly out and like made sure everyone knew I wore like a tight bodysuit that I was pregnant so that people would throw in the extra help, because it's so, I don't know how you did it with the car seat. I know you said like once you checked it, it was better, but oh my gosh, flying with a toddler on your own is next level.
It depends if they sleep. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on circumstances. It could either go really, really, really well or really, really, really
bad. That's literally
it. Be willing to take.
No, that's so true. I was having a conversation with my friends and I was like, oh my God. Okay. So like the flight to Florida with Capri was a dream. The flight home was a nightmare. Like there's no in between. It's either amazing or terrible.
I totally agree. The flight there
was incredible and the flight home was an absolute nightmare. So
No, I agree. So anyway, so we get to Florida, we get to our rooms. Everything is going well, but I want to share what happened our first morning there that made me so anxious when we went across the street to get coffee with the kids. So it was our first morning there. Everything is going well so far. We're so excited to be there, so enthusiastic. Like it was just, I just felt like, was this real life? Like I was so excited to be there with you and Capri. And anyway, we decided to walk across the street. There's this really cute coffee shop. It's called Panama. They have like all kinds of different food, really good empanadas, but they also have really good cappuccinos. So I wanted to walk across the street.
Wait, I can't believe you know the name. What is it called?
Oh my God. What did I just say?
That's not the name.
Panera. No. Yes.
No, it was not Panera.
No, Panera is the one that you walked down. Oh my God.
Panera is like the huge, amazing
Patagonia.
One.
I think that's
Patagonia.
Called. Yeah, I think it's called. Anyway, it's delicious. I really think it's called Patagonia. Patagonia.
We'll find the name.
Anyway, it's delicious. It's right across from where we stay. Mm-hmm. And they have delicious empanadas and cappuccinos and all kinds of things. So we walked across with the kids and we also got some smoothies and we're standing on this little strip and we're eating the smoothies, drinking our coffees, whatever, drinking the smoothies. And all of a sudden, this really scared me. And like this,
I feel like in the States, something like this happens like often. But for us, we're like, oh my God, what's going on?
I think it's because we know that people in the States have guns. So it's just a bit of a different story. Sorry, not sorry, but it's kind of scary. You know what I mean? So we were standing on the street and long story short is these two guys just started screaming and yelling at each other in the middle of the street. I don't know if one of them, like,
one of them, I'm pretty sure was like an Uber. So what I saw was a car comes up, a guy gets out of the car, and him and the driver just start like literally going on it. Like, not like, oh my God, sir.
No, I just saw, so he turned like around,
screaming
the guy,
bloody murder.
The screams were like, I've never heard, like, this wasn't normal screams, like raising your voice. This was like the guy's face. Like, it felt like his head was going to fall off. He was screaming so loud. And anyway, these two guys started screaming at each other. I don't know exactly what the circumstances were. If one was an Uber driver, one was this. I don't know, but they were just agreeing over something clearly. And it was so intense and the screams were so loud that I don't know. I just got really scared that the fight was going to escalate. I don't know. You know, I just didn't know. Like, I don't know.
The kids were like, what?
Take out a gun. Or I just got really freaked out. I started to get super scared. And the kids even like were super scared. Like,
they weren't like super scared. They were just confused. They were just confused. Yeah.
And I remember like my hand started shaking. I got so scared. And I was like, okay, guys, we got to go. We got to get out of here. And there was this really like nice guy that was standing near us that was actually trying to help us get out of there and trying to get these people to stop screaming. And because we were like, we got to go. And I was like grabbing Carter and these guys were yelling. And it was like this whole scene. And anyway, they ended up they stopped screaming at each other. We got across the street back to our place, and we were all just like a little bit disheveled and anxious after that happened. And it was a little intense. Like, I was very anxious after that. It made me feel then, really unsafe.
That, wait, what, that was the same day as the beach thing with the...
Yeah, so then we're like, okay, you know what? Let's
go relax, let's go at, relax the beach. At the beach. So we get to the beach.
Yeah, okay, wait, so we get all... not to mention, like, it's just the two of us. So we're schlepping. How much do we have to bring, Leanne?
So, Jackie's favorite thing, and I get it, because, like, I would do the same thing. I was pregnant. I would just make everybody carry everything.
No, but it's hard for me.
Of course, I get it. So it was like, and we decided to go to the beach. So at the beach, that like we had to like, you know, we were bringing like our own chairs and like snacks food, and everything, cooler. Food, all that stuff, right? Because I feel like the pool's easier. The pool has like all the chairs set up already. You could just go up and down to your condo. But the beach is like way more of like a
the pool's
schlep.
So much.
Like, it's like, way more of like a.
That was brave of us to go to the beach. Like, I don't know how.
Well, just like it's more work, especially with the kids. So, yeah. But we were like, let's do it. We need the sounds of the ocean. They're so healing after that like crazy morning with those two guys arguing. So we get to the beach. Jackie, do you remember we looked at each other? We were just like, what's going on?
So we get to the beach.
So we get to the beach and. Oh yeah. Okay,
we're all
sorry,
standing.
I forgot about that. We see a lineup of people. Like we're walking.
Not
towards,
one
like,
person in the water.
Since all these people were standing up and just like gathering around, like I didn't realize what they were gathering around at because they were looking at the ocean. I just thought maybe there was like a celebrity or somebody swimming. Like, and I wasn't expecting like, you know, like C-list celebrity. Like I was just like, there's so many people. Like it must be like Tom Cruise. Like I was just like, this is amazing. Like, and Jackie's like, no, come here. So I walk over to Jackie and then all of a sudden I realize what's going on is that it's not like a celebrity. It's that they're, and we're with the kids. Like Capri's already like running towards the water, getting excited. And they're saying that there's a shark. In the water.
Yeah, we were like,
we're like, oh my God.
Not even that. I heard the two people in front of us, like, that's what scared me the most when I said, you get over here. Like, I was like, come here now. Not only did I see,
I was like, where's the celeb? Where's the celeb?
No, I was like freaking out. Not only, and my anxiety was already so high from the morning.
Yeah, the morning. Yeah.
So I was already agitated. So,
but the kids had, like, the kids, in all fairness, like, we're very good. I want to mention that too. Jack and I, obviously, like, yes, we talk about we suffer from anxiety, but I feel like with the kids, that was something I was proud of us in Florida. Obviously, we had moments because, like, we were on our own with them and, like, you know, like, we're not at home and whatever. But, like, we handled it. Like, they had no idea. Capri was, like, excited. Like, she was, like, baby shark. Like, she didn't have, like, they had, like, yeah, they were so funny. They were, like, what I feel like kept us, like.
Before we realized what was going on and there was a shark, the couple in front of me, these, like, two people were sitting there and they were chatting and I don't know what they were saying. And I started picturing, like, the worst case situations. Like, I just got so freaked out. And like I said, because the morning, my anxiety was already high. Anyway, when we realized what was going on and then it was a shark or whatever, I sort of calmed my nerves. We were like, we're just gonna leave. We're not meant for the beach. Remember, we're like, we're gonna go.
Yeah, no. So then, we realized. And Capri was like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "There's like a shark. Like we have to go." So then we have to take all of the beach stuff, and then we like ended up schlepping it to the pool. But then we ended up having like the best day in the end at the pool. But like, what a crazy first day! Like it's like so us.
And it just made me so nervous. Like, anyway, in the end, apparently we heard different stories. I even had people DMing me because I shared what happened. I showed like the video of the shark or whatever it was. Some people said it was a manta ray. Some people said, like, we just heard a lot of different things. Either way, in that moment, we thought there was a shark in the water, and it was really scary. And I've never seen, like
that song, baby,
nobody in the water, all the people standing on the lot, like the shoreline, yeah. Like that was yeah. crazy.
Just there was a shark in the water, or we thought yeah. there was. And then, I mean,
so that was like the yeah. scary part of the trip. But after that, the trip was a lot less scary. And we had some like really cool moments. Like I wanted to talk a little bit about, shout out to Zadie's for Hire, our friends at the pool.
Jackie didn't get to the pool. I think it was the next morning.
Yeah.
And so wait, so first of all, that night, I just want to explain to everybody like what the living arrangements were. So we actually right. all shared a room with two double beds. So Carter and Jackie slept in one bed, me and Capri slept in the other.
Do it not recommend. Worked out. No, I yeah, don't recommend.
I don't recommend it, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Like at night, Carter would get into bed, and Capri, because I feel like because Carter was there, I feel like she was more inclined, like, okay, if Carter's going to bed, she would want to go to bed, because usually she kind of argues me on bedtime. So I enjoyed having like Carter there, because like for many reasons, but like especially like this was so helpful, because he was literally like, if he wanted to eat lunch, like she wanted to eat lunch, like she would get excited about the things that Carter wanted to do. So bedtime wasn't as difficult for me, because if Carter would go into bed at 7:30, Capri would go into bed at 7:30.
Right.
So
still, it was kind of hard, because if one got up, the other got up. Like it wasn't,
yeah, that was
so
like I feel like in the mornings, if Capri, exactly, like if Capri was awake or Carter was awake, like maybe they would have slept a bit longer or whatever. But for the most part, like it wasn't the easiest, but it also wasn't terrible. Like we made it work.
I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it. Like there were just points in the night where I felt like Carter would wake up, and then if he moved, then Capri would move. And then, you know, and then if Carter woke up first, then automatically Capri's going to get up too. So even if she needed to sleep more or whatever, like they were just, anyway,
right, that's what
terrible,
I was just saying. Right, right, right. Like I felt like their sleep was okay. She was like waking up earlier. He was waking up earlier because of each other. Like there were certain things, but she was going to bed earlier because of Carter. Right. I'm telling you, at home, she doesn't go to bed at 7:30.
No, for sure. Well, also like we go to bed so much earlier than you, and we wake up so much earlier than you. So I'm sure like forced you guys to wake up. You know what I mean? Like you were getting up earlier because I was like 6 o'clock.
Well, what time do you normally go to bed?
8 like o'clock? These days, because I'm pregnant. Yeah. Between 7 and 9.
Yeah, that's really early.
Maybe like 7:38. No, like 8 and...
Because I've been going to bed at like 9:30 lately, like even since Florida. Like Florida like reset me. Like I feel like I've been going to bed earlier, waking up earlier, but no, I don't go to bed at 7 and wake up at 5. Like
I've also just been like...
I go to bed at like 9:30 and wake up at like 7.
No, normally like in the summer and stuff, I'll go to bed later, but because I've been pregnant and it's winter, I've just been going to bed so early, and I just like have been exhausted. So I've just like mm-hmm. 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm time to put up my feet and like get into bed.
Well, I'm going next week. So I actually haven't talked about this on social media yet. I talked about it on another podcast that I was on. And I'm sure I'll talk about it on social media before this podcast goes live, but I'm going this weekend on like a 5-day, Jackie knows about this, like a yoga retreat, and it's like every morning, 6 a.m. wake ups. So I'm like very early bedtime. So it'll be interesting to see like at night, I'm going to try right. to like get myself to, cause you know, like I can fall asleep by like 9:30, 10. So I'm going to try to like start like reset myself on like an earlier
schedule.
We're
so opposite. Cause you can't, like for you, it's like you have a hard time falling asleep. I can't stay awake.
I don't have a hard time falling asleep.
It's embarrassing.
If I went to bed at 8, maybe, but like at 9:30, 10 o'clock, like I'm ready for bed.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's go back to the second day, Zadie's for Hire at the pool. So we're
up in the morning, and yeah, but so we're up early in the morning, and we go to the pool, and every morning we got the kids a smoothie, and it was hilarious because they had to like have the exact same thing. So we'd have to get like 2 cups because they wouldn't finish all
two
smoothie.
Caps, two straws.
Two caps, two straws. They had to look the exact same. Like it's like yeah. it's like what mom and dad must have dealt with us. Like there was one day they were fighting over a pool noodle. I had to literally go upstairs and cut the noodle in half with scissors because they were like fighting so much about it. One day, like my mom bought Carter like a truck for the beach, and Capri was upset, and so she had to go to the store and buy another one. Like I feel like with twins, like not that we're twin moms, but as twins, like I feel like we always had the same things. Think
yeah,
about it.
For sure.
We both had the same Tamagotchis. We both had the same Polly Pockets. We both had the same, like, remember those,
like they had to, or we'd probably fight over it.
Right. Like, remember those like pink, like we thought they were so cool. They were like mini computers, and like you like wrote on them. They were like this, like,
oh my God, yes.
The size of like an Altoid pack, or like maybe yes. a little bit bigger. Yes. We had like two of those. Like we had two, like when we go to the, but we'd go to stores. I remember like during the holidays when we were kids, like when we'd go to Florida for like Hanukkah, every year we'd go to like the toy store, and our grandmother would be like, okay, you can each pick a toy, but we didn't always pick the same toys. But when we were gifted toys, it was always the same.
Yeah, if like one of us got something, the other one had to.
Right. Yeah. And now I know why.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, so the second morning we're there, though, it was like a gift from God, I swear. Yeah. We're hanging out at the pool and we're doing everything ourselves at this point, like swimming with them, changing them, doing everything. And then all of a sudden, these like really nice guys that are like literally remind me of Zadie Joe, like our grandfather. They were in their 80s, I'd say like early 80s, and
I feel like one of them is in the 70s, I don't know,
whatever, they were Zadie vibes, they were older.
Yeah, they were Zadie vibes, just in case they're listening. I don't want to insult them because we love them,
because I'm sure
I just don't know their exact age, but the vibes were Zadie.
Okay? I'm sure they're listening.
You never know.
Anyway, but
somebody on Instagram actually messaged me and said that she knew one of them and he's like related to her, so you never know.
Because, and what my mom,
you can listen to this podcast and say, hey, listen,
my mom introduced, like my mom knew one of them, and then just these two older guys that were staying, these Zadie kind of guys that were staying at the same condo.
They were older than Izzy, I would say.
Much older than Izzy, like completely. Yeah, they were. Anyway, they ended up just really, really like taking a liking to the kids, and the kids took a liking to them, and we started chatting with them by the pool.
They were like kids people though. Like one of them, literally, I was talking to him that morning, like when we just like met them, and they're like very, very kids people. Like he was like, I love kids.
He was ranting and raving about his grandchildren. Like they were like gifts from God.
And the other one's about to have a grandchild, and he's so excited. He's like, I just like, they were just like,
kids are the best. Kids, I love my grandkids. Like you should have, my heart, it was the most wholesome thing I've ever experienced and witnessed. Anyway, they were just really helpful. They ended up playing a lot. Like there was like a point where it was like, I think you went up to get something, or I don't know, we got something, an email in for work or something, and you had to go deal with shipping. So mm-hmm. you went up, and then I was left with the two kids at the pool, and like these two Zadie guys like were swimming with the kids for like an hour, and I just
wanted to hang out with them. Like there was one day that we went to, like we didn't go, like one day that we, I don't know, we spent the day going to Target or whatever.
Where were you?
Yeah, like where's Capri, where's Carter? Like they were like obsessed with them, and one of them for the first hour thought that Carter's name was
Connor,
but nobody wanted to correct him. Like, I'm not correcting this beautiful man who's like helping us. Like, absolutely not.
He was like, literally Connor, not. Connor.
And I want to share actually something about this person. I don't want to say his name, but I want to share something that he said to me that was so powerful, and that like I just had like such a morning with him. Like, I'm all about like vibes and like everything happening for a reason, and like just like people, like I just, when you meet people, like you can just learn so much, I think, from older people. And
for sure,
one morning I was talking to one of these guys who's like one of the Zadies, and he was telling me that he's retired, but that he works like, now I don't want to like give it away, but like I guess people already know him, they know him, but now he's like an usher at the Canada Center, not because like he needs the money, he's retired, but because like he just like loves people and being around people, and he loves like music, and he loves like the Leafs, and like because of
was
all,
he the
like,
one
the
that was like, I sleep like 4 hours a night because I always have to be, I'm like, yeah, yes, like, he's said
like
that.
The best.
Yeah, yeah,
he told me he's like, I see 4 hours a night, it's all I need, because he's like so energetic and so going.
That's like me. I'm like, let's go. Like, I can't. That made me think of when he said that, I was like, this is so relatable.
For sure. But it's just like, you look at something like that, it's like, he's retired. The guy could literally like do whatever he wants for the rest of his life. He doesn't need this money. And he's doing it because he wants to like be around people, and he loves music, and he gets to go to the concerts because he's like an usher and everybody knows who he is. And I just think he's amazing. And it wouldn't surprise me if some of the people who listen to this like have been to the Air Canada Center and he's been in their section, because I feel like he's just like, he's the best, and he was amazing, and just really wonderful people. And I feel like there were moments with Capri where like at the pool, and it was just like she needed me every 5 seconds, and just talking to him made me feel like,
and just
I don't
to
know,
have like someone
a
for
sense
two,
of
like,
peace.
I was like, there was like a moment there, like you, like I said, you had to go up to the room to deal with something with shipping, and I was just sitting at the pool, and they were watching and playing with the kids, and I just sat there, and I was like, oh my gosh.
And they like there was one
a minute
that,
to
like,
myself, like
one of
wow.
them came up, and Capri was like, I don't want to say his name, but she was like, let's say John, okay, John, let's just say hypothetically it's not. She was like, John, I'm in the pool, John, are you coming in the pool, John? And he's like, 1 second, Capri, she's like, and like at night, like I should just be like, where's John? I'm like, babe, like we'll see him at the pool tomorrow. Like she was just like obsessed. It was really, really, really helpful.
Yeah. I will say too, guys, like I had a lot of people reach out to me about where we stayed and about Florida, and just getting information like about like the area we stay in. It's a fantastic place to
go.
But
like, let's be, yes, it's amazing to go with kids, but like, let's be real. I get messages from people that are like, who have stayed there after, who are like, oh, it's not like this. Like, guys, if you're looking for the Four Seasons, like don't go to where we stayed. Like that's not, this is not the Four Seasons. Like, this is a...
The Hyde is, like, down the street from where we stay, which is, like, a lot nicer than the Tide. Yeah, the Hyde is a nice hotel that we've stayed there on the same strip.
But the place we stay... I guess we could give the name now. Yeah, the place
that it's called the Tides. Tides.
Yeah. And then we've also stayed at the Hyde. It's literally down the street. Last year, we went to Florida, not this year, the year prior. And I think it was 2020.
Without the kids.
We went with the kids to the Tides, and we came back, just me, Jackie, and our husbands. It was right after we launched the leggings, so it was like a celebratory thing.
That was crazy.
So we celebrated by going to Florida and we stayed at the Hyde, and I thought it was great, and I know a lot of people stay there with kids, but for us, we just prefer the Tides because I feel like it's more reasonable.
They sound similar, the Hyde, the Tides, but anyway, the Hyde is where we stayed.
It's bougie.
Without the kids,
sure.
And then the Tide.
It's like, you know, there's no really, no, like, I guess it depends the time of year you go, but like, the wait times for the elevators aren't crazy. The kids are like, I feel like it's more chill.
It's just chill. You know what it reminds me of? You know why I like it? Because it feels like it's Bubby's building, like in Florida.
Like, right, it's like an older building.
Like a Bubby
and
vibe
the rooms
building.
Are okay, like, right, like some of the rooms, like some of it's renovated, some of it's not.
Depends.
Some are nicer
than
others.
Here's the thing about the rooms. There's...
It's like hit or miss.
I'm not even going to say the name of the room because it's such
a
gem.
The number?
People, or the number, because people ask me about it and I'm like very select about it because there is a room that I have access to that's high up. I think it's like, anyway, it's one of the like higher buildings. It's not like a low building. It's like high up. So the
what do you mean high
insane.
Buildings? There's two buildings.
I know, but it's like two buildings. It's higher than the 10th, like it's like the 14th floor, which is high up.
Oh, so you're saying
up.
It's all, okay.
It's not like the 5th or the 6th. Like, it's a high up building. Anyway, a high up condo, unit. And it is breathtaking. The views are insane. That's where we stayed for 3 weeks, Christmas time when we went, me and Jordan and Carter. But when me and Leanna went back this time, we didn't stay in that specific condo. We stayed in a different condo, but there is a condo in the Tides that's like beyond breathtaking. The views are spectacular. Like, it really depends the condo you get. But for the most part, most of the condos are like the same kind of vibe. It's not the Four Seasons, but it's very doable. And
yeah,
you know,
but that's also like,
so like, works for us, you know?
Works for us. Like, and I was going to say that. Like,
it's great
I
with
feel
kids.
Like,
we know tons of people that stay there. We had a good
friend
who was there.
Like that. Like, not that we're like, but like, I feel like we're like, literally people have been like, I don't know if we should stay there, blah, blah, blah. It's like, guys, like I'm saying, like, this is not the Four Seasons, but Jackie and I feel like
it's
we're the
total
type of people
working
like,
kitchen with everything you need. There's bathrooms, extra sheets, the beds, like there's, you know,
chairs for the beach.
And like the views are nice. This time we had a view of the parking lot and the beach, you know,
we're like that vibe. I feel like it's like, we can be super like fancy bougie, or we like, I feel like as long as I'm with you and the kids are happy, I don't care if like what the hotel is, as long as it's not absolutely disgusting and like this was obviously
and you can get, like I said, there's one condo in the building that's insane, the one I stayed at Christmas time.
Right.
When we went this time, it wasn't that condo. It's a different unit. So I'd really like to also say our peak and our pit of the trip, if that's okay with you. I think that'd be like a fun thing to do. So why don't you go first? Let's talk about the pit first, and then I'll say my pit, and then you could say your peak and I'll say my peak.
I think the pit, this is actually something that I wanted to talk about on this podcast that I think is important. Before I had kids, people would always be like, oh, it's like when you have kids, it can be so hard with siblings. And I didn't like understand what that meant. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, if the kids fight or stuff or don't agree on things. And I think one of the pits and the hardest things for me on the trip was like when Capri and Carter would fight over like certain things. Like if they both wanted something that we had one of, it'd be difficult. Like
there was like with the hat.
It's Capri's purple hat and Carter really wanted Capri's purple hat, but it's Capri's hat. But like she didn't want it until Carter wanted it. Like it was sitting on the counter and then Carter wants it and she goes, no, that's my hat. And then she wants it. And of course it's her hat. But like,
and then they're screaming for an hour.
Carter's so upset, and then we give it to Carter and then she's so upset and we don't know what to do because a part of me is like, okay, I feel like she wants it because Carter wants it. But then the other part of me is like, it's Capri. So it's like, I hate that because I don't want
to
choose.
We had to manage.
We had to manage and we don't want to like have to choose between like one being happy and one being sad. That was the hardest thing. Most of the time, like we figured out, we'd be like, okay, you get it for 2 minutes, you get it for 2 minutes, or that we'd find something else to distract them with. But that was like a huge pit for me. Like I remember when they were fighting over the noodle before I realized I could cut the noodle in half. I was just like, how am I going to deal with this? Like they're both screaming for the noodle and I don't want to see Carter crying. I don't want to see Capri crying, but it's like Carter's your kid. Capri's my kid. So if Capri's like, it's mine. And Carter's like, I had it first. Like it's hard to not decide with your own kid.
For sure.
Like ultimately, you know, so that was definitely a pit, but I feel like we handled it pretty good.
For me, the pit was definitely when that woman at that amusement park dropped that thing on my foot.
Oh yeah. So we went to,
we didn't even tell that story.
No, so we went.
What's it called where we went? Here's another story for you guys. A good story.
It's called Tidal Cove
or something Cove. We took the kids for the day. We got tickets. Somebody gave us tickets. If we didn't have the tickets, we do. Everyone was saying, "Do you recommend the price?"
It's called Tidal Cove.
Tidal Cove. It's not. Do not recommend. We got the tickets for free, which is why we went.
I think it's like $100 a person a day. Like you,
not worth it. Not worth it.
Not to pay that. No.
No. So anyway,
we got it as a gift. Like we said, it was like a friend who had passes, who had extra passes that we got them from. But like, I got a few messages on Instagram about this.
We
would have
been better off staying at the pool. Like we didn't need to do this. Plus what happened to my foot. So let me tell you guys this. So we go and I'm like initially so excited. I'm like, okay, let's go. Me and Carter, like we're literally going up to go to the first, like to go up so he can go down.
It's like, so Tidal Cove is like a water park. So it's like, they have like
a mini water park specifically
for kids. Yeah. Mini. Yeah.
Definitely. With like different slides and stuff.
And the price, I can't believe how much they charge.
No, and like even the price of the food while we were there, like it was not worth it.
And plus the service is terrible.
Yeah, like, oh my God, horrible. Anyway, so maybe we just also had a bad experience, but like really like we...
Dude, there was nobody there.
Thumbs down.
Jackie, there were like four people there. Like, yeah. Come on.
Anyway,
service was horrible.
So I go
to pay $100 US a person. They didn't know that we got the things for free. They're thinking we're paying $100 US a person. Like, are you insane?
Yeah, I know. I know, like literally,
I find that very
water with ice. Bring us water with ice.
Yeah, dude. Literally, we asked them for water with. I remember there was at one point somebody like one of the waiters brought us a water. It was like warm, and I was like, "Can I have ice?" And he was just like, "Okay, like soon," because he was like so stressed with like his four people.
No, so listen to this. This was so bad. So I go with Carter to go on like the slides. We just get there.
Plus they charge. I think they include gratuity. Shit like that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're gonna be expensive. Do a good job. You know.
100%.
Do it right.
So me and Carter go like on to go on one of the slides, and some of the slides are bigger, some of the slides are smaller. So some of the slides are not meant for children of a certain height. So they have this like huge wooden plank thing that they like.
It's like a huge wooden ruler.
Yeah, and they stand it next to the kid, and then you see like if the kid is tall enough, if like because the ruler has like different measurements on it, but it's like this is no small ruler. This is like a big ruler, okay,
like the size of like a tall chair. Yeah,
yeah, like it was like heavy. Anyway, yeah. So she measures Carter. She sees she puts it next to him. She sees that he can't go. So I'm like, okay, babe, like we can't go on this. Like, come, let's turn around. And she puts it down, and me and Carter like we turn around to like go whatever, and she doesn't look at where she puts it. And next thing you know, bam, the whole thing, like from like high
God
up, for, like,
oh my God, yeah.
Falls on my foot.
God forbid it fell on my like belly Carter, or something. Or Carter. Or,
I know. It could have been so much worse. So and bad. The second it happened, I was like, oh no. Like I knew I was like, I'm done for the day. Like I knew the second. And she was like, are you okay? I'm like, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, that was two people, please. Like, you did. I was shocked. Yeah, like, I was like, are you kidding me? But Jackie walks off. Jackie comes down. She walks up, and her foot, like, is like she
immediately
has
a, it starts
welt
to
on her foot. It's like blowing was, up, and yeah, she can't bleeding. Walk. I'm like,
anyway, but
and
so
you're
they
pregnant,
and
you're
they pregnant. So they send somebody over. Like they're like, we're gonna send a medic with ice. I'm like, okay. The medic comes over, and the woman's trying to get me to sign a non, what do you call it? I don't remember my pregnancy.
Brandon would know. I don't know. Like what?
Something that I don't.
A release.
That. Yeah, like a non-liability waiver. And I was like, I'm not signing.
I think it's called a liability
waiver. It was a non-liability waiver. I was like, okay. I am not signing this. Get me my ice and leave me alone. Like, I was so pissed. And I didn't end up signing it, but she actually made me write down on a paper with my signature that they gave me ice. With my signature. And I was like, wow, they really don't want me to sue them. Like, this is crazy.
Because I feel like all this shit happens in the States all the time. Like,
yeah, but I didn't end up signing it. I just wrote that they gave me ice. And anyway, but they should have offered
something. And they didn't even, yeah, the
mentory.
That's what I was
like,
going to say.
What?
Like, we were, they didn't offer so anything. Food. It was so expensive. The food was so expensive. $20 for like three chicken. Like, it was so expensive.
Yeah.
US. And I feel like as everything is in US there, I'm always like, it's US. You know, because it's like with our business, like we make a lot of our payments to our vendors, like our suppliers in US dollars. So I'll talk to Jackie about like what's coming in, what's coming out, and like what's going on with cash flow. And Jackie will be like, oh, that's, and I'm like, no, Jackie, that's in US.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, so it's like way more than that. So
anyway, so that was the pit of my trip, was that happening and then not doing anything to rectify it. That was really horrible. And I ended up for like 24 hours, 36 hours of the trip, like limping around with a swollen foot. And I wasn't sure if I
should. That was ridiculous. Like, honestly, like, yeah, like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't like to give bad reviews, but like, I wasn't impressed with that place.
Yeah. No. So anyway, so other than that, we give some good recommendations for some good restaurants and some places we love down there. Shout out to Anthony's Pizzeria.
Cilantro is the best sushi. I feel like we know restaurants. Like, of course, there's like the best, like bougie restaurants. Like Joe Stone Crab is amazing. Like, you guys, I feel like most people know, but like, I feel like if you want to go out, you don't want to spend like a crazy amount of money or whatever. Like, we find like the gems that are like not they're still absolutely delicious. But
Anthony's
not,
is absolutely delicious. Best pizza I've ever had in like my entire life.
The wings are
best
amazing.
Chicken wings ever. Like, you, it's incredible.
And I also feel like Cilantro, like the sushi is amazing. Like, the food is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And there's this really good place called Ceviche in Aventura Mall. Ceviche 105 like or something. It's amazing. Anyway, so now let's do the peaks of the trip. So for me, can I start? My peak was definitely seeing the kids interact with each other when they did get along. Like when they shared that smoothie, we did a reel of it and Carter was holding it for Capri and they were like sharing it so nicely, like going back and forth, like little gems. And it just, there were so many moments on that trip, like that made my heart explode.
Yeah.
Like that, just like, cause I love these kids so much. I can't.
There was one day that, and I feel like, you know, you said it before, you're like, I got to know Capri more. Like, what do you mean? Like, cause you spent more time with her. Like,
yeah. Like, I just feel like I got to know more. Like, we hung out, you know, we bonded more and it was good to do that. I feel like just to have them and to be with them, like both of the kids. And I just love spending time with her. Us, but little girl. I'm like, this is us and a little girl.
No, it's our triplet. It's
so weird. I look at her and I'm like, you're like literally us at five.
It's crazy.
She's not 5 years old. She's three, but us at 3 years old.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But like, she acts like a 5 year old. But anyway,
she acts like a 25 year old.
So we were at the facts. So where there was one day where Jackie, I think you were still at the beach at that point, and I walked up with the kids and like you were waiting or cleaning up. I think dad was there at that point. So you were at the beach with dad. So I was in the pool with the kids and they come out of the pool and they take off their floaties. It's like 3:30, 4 o'clock. Like those were like my favorite times of day because it was like the sun was still out, but like, it was just, I loved it. I loved like later in the day at the pool and it's still warm. So it was like 3:30 and I'm sitting at the pool and they come out of the pool, they take off their floaties, they each wrap themselves, like, you know, they wrap them each in a towel. And they sat for 20 minutes, the two of them, eating a box of strawberries, just the two of them. And I didn't know what they were talking about. They were having conversations between the two of them. And I just was like, I didn't have my phone. My phone was dead. My book was still at the beach. And I was just like, this is the best television show I've ever seen in my life. Like, they were just, it was the cutest. And it was just like, Capri's like, here, Carter. He's like, I want more. And like, it was just like the most.
It's cute how she
that was 100% my
looks
peak.
Out for him. Like, I remember a lot of times.
She's like, okay, Capri does this thing.
Carter wants, get some to Carter. Jackie, can you give Carter?
Yes, but when she wants to like something to be known, it's like, you know, the movie, I don't remember what the movie is, but he's like, Ma, the meatloaf. What's that from?
I don't know, but yeah, I know what you're referring to.
Is it Super Bad or something?
No, it's like with Will Ferrell. I think it's like Anchorman.
No, it's not Anchorman. Whatever. It's one of those movies where he's like, oh, maybe it's Wedding Crashers.
Something, whatever.
Yeah, then they visit him and he lives with his mother.
Okay.
And he's like, Ma, the meatloaf. That's not that Capri's that personality, but when Capri wants something, like she'll be like, Carter! You have to eat it too. Like, she doesn't even now. Like, when she wants something, she doesn't even call
it. Jackie, yes, my mommy says that I'm going to have it right now. My mommy says it. Then they're going to give it to me. My mommy said.
Wait, what?
She's like, my mommy said I can have it right now, Jackie.
Yeah, she's not the most patient.
No, she's so
sweet. So she'll be like, even at home, like, if I'm like in deep conversation with Brandon about something and she wants your attention, she'll be like, Brandon. I'll be like, yeah, she'll be like, can I have a water? Like, it's so funny. So with Carter, like, she'd be like, Mom, and I'd be like, what? And she'd be like, Carter needs more. It was like so funny.
Please give Carter.
Yeah, she's obsessed with Carter.
Yeah, I know, and even just seeing them at the beach, like,
and she goes, oi, Capri's thing, I don't know if you noticed this, but she's been doing it so much since Florida. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
She'll be trying to reach for something and she'll just be like, oi!
Yeah, these kids are so, I can't even deal. They make me laugh so much.
So,
and seeing
funny.
Them at the beach too, like there were some moments with them at the beach where they were just playing really nicely in the sand. Like, there were moments like that I will never forget. And they might have had some like anxiety on the trip, like with what happened the first day and with the shark thing, whatever. And sometimes there was definitely hard moments with the kids, but it was really worth it. The memories that we made with the kids there, I think, are like priceless and I'll never forget it, you know?
Agreed. And you know, somebody on Instagram asked me, it's actually a good question. I had a few about Florida, but somebody specifically said to me, how was it living with Jackie? Because you guys haven't lived together in so long. So I wanted to answer it. Like I answered her a little bit on Instagram, but I wanted to go into it here. So Jackie and I haven't lived together, like lived together, like besides like us going to the cottage and staying a few days or whatever it is, like going to a hotel or going on a vacation, like actually living together, the two of us, in how many years? Think about it.
It's been 10 years. No, remember more. That? Like
we
12.
Had an apartment together in Toronto, and then we moved home and had an apartment in Montreal, and then you met Jordan and you got your own place, and I moved and back to Toronto back. And we never lived together again.
Yeah.
And there was even a point in Montreal that I was living with mom and dad and you got your own place. Like we weren't, we don't love living together, gotta say. No. Like love you to death, but we don't love living together because we're so close. I feel like that it's hard when we're living together to like maintain any sort of boundary. So,
I think this time it was hard too, because I'm like, was not on the same vibe. Like I couldn't have a drink with you. So we're just like not.
Yeah,
like,
but
not,
I actually thought that we got along really well. And I think
it was amazing. It was more like, you know, at 7 o'clock, I'm like, I'm going to bed. And you're like, I want to have a drink and sit on the balcony. Like we were just,
but that was
the
fine.
Same vibe. Yeah.
I know,
we just did our
own
thing.
Enjoyed that. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I feel like if we were both, like, obviously things didn't turn out that way. Everybody knows what happened with my miscarriage. But obviously, if we were both pregnant, I think it would have been a different trip. And I think one of the reasons why we got along so well is because we're in different places. So it was like,
yeah, and there was a boundary
that you
there.
Were pregnant and that you, right. So there was an automatic boundary created already because of the fact that you were pregnant and I wasn't. So like when you needed certain things with the pregnancy or when I wanted to stay up later or whatever it was, there was more space held for each other.
Yeah, totally.
And that was another actually peak of the trip. Like I thought we would get along because I was okay, like we haven't lived together in years, but it should be fine.
I enjoyed
being in different places, even though I just wanted to say that I enjoyed that, like we held space for each other.
Absolutely. I think it's really like interesting where our journeys are at now, and I think that, I don't know, it's all like meant to be. And
we actually have a couple of therapy session.
Yeah, we have therapy right after.
And
this.
I was thinking this morning, I'm like, do we need to keep going with therapy? But I think we still should. Like, I have a few things I think I want to talk about today.
Yeah, with
but
her,
I will
for
say
sure.
That like that is like Jackie and I, we've talked about it before. We're in couples therapy, but like really, couples therapy could be for anybody who's in like a codependent relationship, and it's been really amazing.
Yeah. So I think we should end with that. And plus I would like to have a little bit of time before we get on our call for therapy. So we just want
to
say thank you guys.
I have to figure out things I'm going to bring up on our call.
Yeah.
On our therapy session.
That's a good thing. I think it's still good to talk
but
to
them. Jackie and I have to get
things
off the
are
phone.
Better.
No, we have to get off the phone and then like start to like, so we don't, there's certain things we fight about with work and certain things we don't. And I think that there's like if we get off the phone right now and I bring up something, like right now we're waiting for our inventory to come in, and like all of our our maternity stuff is coming in and our new colors for summer. So when Jack and I get stressed about stuff, that's when we argue the most. So all we have to do right now, Jack, let's get off the phone and talk about the timeline and when the stuff is coming in, and we'll have stuff to talk about on our Zoom, like literally on Instagram the other day.
Yeah, if we didn't work together, we would never argue. We only argue about,
do you think so? That's
business.
So sad.
I think it's really hard to run a business with your family, and I think that
we've always worked together. If you think about it, we're working together since we were like promoting clubs at like 20.
We don't know what it's like not to be tied to each other, like professionally, financially, in that sense. Like we're both,
but not anymore. What do you mean we're not tied to each other financially?
In the sense of like we
the business.
No, but in the business,
of course. Yes. Well, we share, right? Of course, we have like our own accounts with our husbands. That I didn't understand. Sorry, I was
we have our own thing, but I mean, like, in the sense
like
of,
that's
like,
the only account
this entity that we have together. That's like, you know what I mean? That we're like responsible
course,
for
like,
financially.
Right. That's true.
Anyway,
literally. I just want to say, literally, somebody on Instagram the other day was like, what is the exact dates that your returnee stuff is coming in and like your next summer drop is coming in or whatever, the next drop? And I was like, I don't want to fight with Jackie. So I wrote, like, me and Jackie don't love to give exact dates, but blah, 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 blah. Because if not, then we'll argue about him. And what if it doesn't come in then? And then who's reached out to this? And anyway, so yeah.
That's but it's not coming, you guys. True. Just like, it's all coming. And we have so much geared up for you guys from the brand. I'm really, really excited about that. So let's end on that note. Thank you guys for listening to this quick little recap on Florida. And if there's any other like topics you want us to talk about on our podcast, please let us know. We love you guys. And thanks for listening.